friends. My name is Alvaro, and this is a channel Uniquely Mary, and I am about to share with you the most profound spiritual advice you could ever receive from any video, from any person, living or deceased. What you are about to hear will change your life if you put it into practice. It is a summary of the gospel, of the teaching of Jesus. Many people get this wrong. And in many other teachings, people are leading you astray. Now, what if you were to know that this advice does not come from me? It is not my own wisdom. It is simply something that I have found, but that it comes from the holiest human ever in existence. Yes, this advice is directly from the Blessed Mother, from the mystical city of God, chapter 20. She will guide you. Now, I encourage you to listen to the whole thing, to meditate on it, to hear it again and again until it penetrates into your heart, and to ask the grace to live it out. If you live it out, she says it at the end, we cannot imagine the rewards that God will give us. Everything else that you have heard, forget about it. This one simple paragraph will tell you absolutely everything that you need to know on becoming a saint. Without much further ado, here it is. My daughter, many times I shall repeat to thee the lesson containing the greatest wisdom for souls, which consists in the knowledge of the cross, in the love of suffering, and in putting this knowledge into practice by bearing afflictions with patience. If the condition of mortals were not so low, they would covet sufferings merely for the sake of their God and Lord, who has proclaimed them to be according to his will and pleasure, for the faithful and loving servant should always prefer the likings of his Lord to his own convenience. But the worldlings in their torpidity are moved neither by the duty of conforming to their father and Lord, nor by his declaration that all their salvation consists in following Christ in his sufferings, and that his sinful children must reap the fruit of their redemption by imitation of their sinless chief. Accept then, my dearest, this doctrine and engrave it deeply into thy heart. Understand that as a daughter of the Most High, as a spouse of my Son, as my disciple, even if from no other motive, thou must acquire the precious gem of suffering and thus become pleasing to thy Lord and spouse. I exhort thee, my daughter, to select the sufferings of his cross in preference to his favors and gifts, and rather embrace afflictions than desire to be visited with caresses. For in choosing favors and delights, thou mayest be moved by self-love, but in accepting tribulations and sorrows, thou canst be moved only by the love of Christ. And if preference is to be given to sufferings rather than to delights, wherever it can be done without sin, what foolishness is it when men pursue so blindly the deceitful and vile delights of the senses, and when they abhor so much all that pertains to suffering for Christ and for the good of their soul? Thy incessant prayer, my daughter, should be always to repeat, here I am, Lord, what wilt thou do with me? Prepared is my heart, I am ready and not disturbed. What dost thou wish me to do for thee? These sentiments should fill thy heart in their full and true import, repeating them more by sincere and ardent affection than by word of mouth. Let thy thoughts be exalted, thy intentions most upright, pure and noble, desiring to fulfill in all things the greater pleasure of the Lord, who with measure and weight dispenses both sufferings and the favors of his graces. Examine and search within thyself without ceasing by what sentiments, by what actions, and in what occasion thou mayest guard against offense, and in what thou can please thy beloved most perfectly, and thus learn what thou must strive to correct, or what thou must aspire to within thyself. Every disorder, be it yet so small, and all that may be less pure and perfect, see thou curtail and expunge immediately. Even though it seem allowable, or even of some profit, all that is not most pleasing to the Lord thou must consider as evil or as useless for thyself. And no imperfection must appear small to thee if it is displeasing to God. With this anxious fear and holy solicitude, thou shalt walk securely and be certain, my dearest daughter, that it cannot enter into the mind of man what copious reward the Most High Lord reserves for those souls that live in this kind of attention and solicitude. There it is. In less than 6 minutes, you have heard everything that you need to know to be a saint. My friends, I challenge you to embrace what I just read to you. Embrace it. Forget all the other tips and hacks and tricks and all these things where we try to avoid the cross. But embrace the cross. Run to it. Embrace suffering. As the Blessed Mother says, ask for it instead of quote-unquote blessings and caresses. Ask for crosses. Ask for sorrows. Ask for afflictions, as she says. May we have the grace to do this. Anything that I have ever told you, forget it. But what I just read, that's what's most important. My friends, God bless you. Pray for me. Pray for this channel. And I will see you in the next one.